Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
With us right now are the lovely, the adorable, the incredibly sexy Dawn Gallagher. She's a model, an author, an actress, and a spokesperson, and has a brand new book out. It's called Naturally Beautiful, Earth Secrets and Recipes for Skin, Body, and Spirit, and it's put out by Universe Books. And she also has a line of products called the Borneo Basics. We're going to talk about both with Dawn right now. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you obviously are an incredibly beautiful young lady and have done Vogue and Cosmo and all those.
Mm-hmm.
But also you've demonstrated having a brain, which is kind of nice. and many models do, but unfortunately the stereotype of them is not that way.
Right.
Has it been difficult navigating through life as a model? Do people take you seriously?
I've been taken seriously since I've written a book. Yes, it's true that a lot of models aren't taken seriously because, you know, the reputation of them being wild and doing drugs in the back room of the runway shows. But a lot of models are very, very intelligent, and they are very businesslike. So it is a stereotype. Of course, you do have the models that are like that. But the majority of the models are very professional, especially if they've reached a level of success, such as Cindy Crawford,
mm-hmm.
Christie Brinkley, Cheryl Teagues. You have to really be on top of your game in order to be that successful, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of money involved. And you're not going to be hired unless, you know, you're really good at what you do.
Yeah, well,
thousands of dollars.
That's true. Many people don't realize it, but models, in some ways, have to have a brain to do their work.
Right.
It isn't just standing pretty all the time either.
Right. It's a lot of traveling. You're traveling all over the world. You know, you're dealing with customs and different cultures and countries. You're living in these foreign countries, such as Japan and Paris and Italy. So you really, you know, the ones who are not, you know, intelligent and professional usually fall by the wayside.
Mm.
So, you know, there are, the ones that do get in trouble and you hear about, but usually they don't last very long.
Now, is Naturally Beautiful your first book?
It's my first book.
It's a great book.
Thank you. I had traveled all over the world on these incredible photography shoots, like we talked about, like Vogue and Cosmo and Elle. And while I was traveling, I had also studied cultural anthropology. So I love to travel, and I love being in foreign countries, and I love, looking and studying other cultures. So when I would go to these foreign countries, I would after the photography shoot was over, I would stay and backpack through the country and really explore. And while I was there, I gathered recipes and secrets, beauty secrets, treatments, rituals from these women all over the world. And I wrote this book, Naturally Beautiful. And as you see, the photography is from women, these different cultures all over.
Hmm.
World, and it's doing really well. I mean, I have women telling me that it's changed their lives,
and
men.
I think one of the things that I've noticed in it, mm-hmm. they're always saying that models don't eat.
Right.
Well, in your book, models use food to put on their face, fruits and milk and everything else.
Well, exactly. Well, these treatments, such as, you know, we were talking about milk and egg and things like that, are loaded with vitamins and minerals and you know, they're really good for your skin. And if you look at the store-bought cosmetics, a lot of them are incorporating milk and honey and aloe vera and things like that into the cosmetics because they do really work. But my book is about, you know, how you can do it at home. How you can make your own treatments at home.
Mm.
You know, people spend a fortune buying Lancome and Estee Lauder, and here's a way to do it at home. And I also talk about spa treatments because spas are very popular right now,
mm-hmm.
and people spend a fortune going to spas. But here's how to create your own home spa for under $15. And that includes manicure, a bathing treatment, a facial. So it's really exciting.
It is kind of exciting, and the stuff in here is not just for women. Either men could use some of this as well.
Right, right. Men write me and tell me, you know, they get blemishes, they get stretch marks. I have treatments in there for stretch marks, because when they work out, they get stretch marks. I talk about the cocoa butter treatments, things for blemishes. Also, a lot of the recipes come from celebrities. So it's not just these exotic women from around the world. They're also from celebrities. It also comes from other top models and my grandmother, people like that. So, you know, things that have been handed down from generation to generation.
Now, many of the pictures in the book are of you, correct?
Yes. That's me on the cover.
Now, is that you in the picture in the body section?
No, that's not me. That's a 63-year-old woman.
No, that's not a 63-year-old woman.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes,
it's not.
Yes, it is. It's,
the torso that's in there is a 63-year-old woman?
Yes, that's her body. And it's because she takes care of herself. She does yoga. She eats very healthy foods. She takes her vitamins. You know, and I think you can have a wonderful body up until, you know, 80s.
That's really amazing. That woman's in her 60s. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I thought she was in her 20s.
No. I mean, isn't that fabulous? She,
wow.
And she swims. She does a lot of swimming. So,
wow.
Yeah, and the book is really a celebration of women of all ages, all races, all different backgrounds and walks of life. So, you know, it's not just geared towards teenagers, say, or towards you know, older women. It's a celebration of all women.
Now, this over here sounds like a recipe to eat, but it's only the 2 to 3 tablespoons of yogurt with an egg.
Mm-hmm.
That's for your head.
Yeah. It's for your head. Yeah. What is it? I talk a lot about hair conditioning treatments. Egg has a lot of protein in it. Yogurt has calcium and vitamins and vitamin D, which are excellent for your hair. And if you notice in the book, it also talks about for skin, you know, facial treatments, hair treatments, foot treatments, you know, hands and feet.
The feet bring something. You know, we posted on our site that you were going to be our guest.
Right.
And the book about a week ago. We've already had a number of people, I'm sure men,
right,
who have bought the book and said that for foot fetishists, it's great because you have tons of pictures of feet. I mean, this is something that for me is weird, but evidently for some people out there, they like feet.
It's true. There's some people that are really into feet. And when the foot treatments talk about how you can make your feet feel fantastic. Because, you know, when you have a hard day at work and your feet just ache at the end of the day, and
mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you know, I have wonderful treatments like foot soaks that you can do with sea salts or Epsom salts. I have wonderful oils that you can put on your feet that take away calluses and rough areas. You know, I talk about how you can make your feet feel much more, you know, soft, and how you can give yourself a wonderful foot massage. Or
yeah.
Have your partner give you a wonderful foot massage, which
I'm
is
about the,
better, isn't it?
Talking to lovely Dawn Gallagher. And this book also features the sexiest photo of a carrot I've ever seen.
Yes. You like that carrot shot?
It's very cute.
Yeah, I love that carrot shot. I found it very sensuous, you know,
yeah.
The way it's sort of wrapped around each other.
Yeah, I'm now hot for veggies after that, I'll tell you. But it's a great book. It really is nice. And also, I tried your Borneo Basics bath shower gel. Was pretty good, too.
Right. Yeah, and I have those. They sell them on my website because a lot of women say, oh, I can make these treatments, but I can also buy your products. So they can go to my website, which is www.askdawn.com.
Ah.
And I have, you know, all kinds of information on there, you know, health information, nutrition information. Women or men can write me personally, and I'll respond to any questions they might have.
Are you married or happy?
I have a cat.
There you go. So she's happy then. Now, you also have a site, dawngallagher.com. Is that no longer in existence?
Yes. That's still, it's all the same domain name. It's dawngallagher.com or askdawn.com.
Okay.
People seem to remember askdawn.com because it's, you know, it's just easier to remember.
Now, are you still doing modeling?
I'm still modeling. I'm doing commercials. I'm doing lots of magazine work, which is really fun.
You gonna do any acting?
I've been doing acting. In fact, I'm currently working on my own TV show.
Really?
Yeah. I wrote a TV show, and I have Lifetime interested in producing it.
Cool.
And it's going to be about, you know, health and nutrition and, you know, spirituality.
Should we call it Aston?
No, it's going to be called Beauty on Earth.
Beauty on Earth.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it's sort of similar to my book, but, you know, much more. It's sort of like a National Geographic meets Glamour magazine.
Right. Now, where'd you grow up?
Buffalo, New York.
And when you were a youngster, were you always this beautiful? Did you have an ugly duckling period, or were you always cute?
No, I was an ugly duckling. I was tall. I was lanky. I had no self-esteem. I felt very awkward. I was much taller than all the boys in the class. And, you know, I just felt really awkward, you know, just went through that terrible teenage stage where you just feel so awkward and out of place.
I'm still in that stage now.
But I was discovered at 17 years old to be a model, and was discovered in Buffalo, New York, and by a local scout, and said, oh, you know, I think you could be a model. And of course, I had thought I had no chance of, never even occurred to me that I could be a model.
Mm.
But I ended up in New York, and 2 weeks later, I was flying to Rome to shoot the collections for Italian Bazaar. So it just kind of started off really quickly.
Well, I love your eyes and your hair and everything about you, and your obviously your mind is pretty cool too. So you've got it all. You got the package.
Yeah, and I'm going to be writing more books, and my career is really, it's gone to the next level. You know, modeling doesn't last forever.
No.
So you really need to, go to the next level, and books and television and things like that is really where my direction is.
Well, if you want to pick up this book, folks, you can get it probably through the Ask Dawn website.
Yes, it's also available on Amazon. It's on Amazon.com.
And it's also available in the PMP Network Superstore as well.
Yeah.
So we'll have it on sale as well.
Okay.
And it's from Universe Publishing. If you want to go to your local store and buy it, you can do that as well. There's a great picture of Dawn on the cover and some incredible stuff between the covers.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, and also I want to tell everyone that 10% goes to breast cancer awareness.
Well, that's
10%
nice.
10% of every sale of the book goes to breast cancer awareness.
And Borneo Basics as well, or just the book?
And also Borneo Basics.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a very nice thing. So folks, you can help yourself and also help a nice cause as well at AskDawn.com.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you.
Take
wonderful
care.
Talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.